Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Paul Ryan, Administrator of the Defense Technical Information Center. Also joining us in our conversation is John Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Application Innovation Services. Paul, with the evolution of the global threat environment and the many challenges associated with it, how do you envision DTIC and its information technology efforts evolving in, say, the next 3 to 5 years?
Those of us in the federal government and certainly within DOD are looking to the future quite differently than we might have even a decade ago. I mentioned earlier the fact that we have just released our strategic plan that outlines where DTIC is going and how we're going to address the future in the next 5 years, 2007 to 2012. The technological superiority of the American warfighter ensures our national defense in this era of rapid technology changes, unconventional weapons proliferation, and terrorist threats. And the driving force behind that edge, that technological edge, is DoD's robust research, development, test, and evaluation, RDT&E community. It's our goal to provide that community with the information collections and services and tools and processes that they need in order to perform that mission. The mission is going to be much quicker paced in the future. Decisions are going to be made quicker. There's a lot more information out there that has to be sifted through to find the right information that you're looking for. We're going to face several challenges in implementing this information gateway to provide defense-related information. And these challenges cover a broad range of issues, including translating the customer requirements into systems requirements, the technological selection and implementation, and computer-human interface design all become key in reaching our goal of providing access to the information needed in the timeframes that the customers are looking for. Our strategic objectives focus on our strategies to meet these challenges, and our vision of strengthening the nation's defense through innovations in information discovery, analysis, and dissemination will become a reality only if we can meet these challenges.
Now, Paul, the Special Libraries Association has bestowed its Innovations in Technology Award on DTIC. Would you tell us more about this award and the reasons it was bestowed on your organization?
I was honored in 2005 to attend the Special Libraries Association annual conference and accept the award on behalf of the DTIC staff. The award was provided to DTIC because of a longstanding recognition of our contribution to the application of technology to serve the needs of our customers, the U.S. defense community. The award went on to say that the contribution is especially noteworthy of recognition in this critical time of our armed forces as they face the challenges of combat in Iraq. I believe that this award is just one more manifestation of the great work that the men and women of DTIC do day in and day out. This isn't our only award. We've been recognized on numerous occasions for being innovators, whether it's as far back as the National Performance Review of the 90s, the popularly called Hammer Awards, to the Library of the Year nomination by the Federal Library and Information Center Committee, to the American Library Association article in its magazine Choice talking about how well we do and how well we provide access to information in our websites.
Paul, we also understand that you were selected as the CINDI chair for 2006 and 2007. Could you tell us more about CINDI, its purpose, and your role as its chair?
Certainly. CINDI is an acronym that no longer makes much sense because it is about 20 years old. But it stood for what represented five federal agencies that gathered together, bringing the heads of the information activities in those five federal agencies together to share information and processes and techniques in handling information. Today, CINDI has grown to an organization of 13 federal agencies. And those 13 federal agencies represent where 97% of the federal R&D budget is centered in those agencies. So we bring together the information managers out of those federal agencies to share experiences, use coalescing of resources so that we can essentially advance where we're going and do things in a lot more efficient, unified, and cross-agency environment. One of the great successes of CENDI in the past couple years is a website called science.gov, where all of these agencies provide their unclassified, publicly available information, and through a single search structure, you can simultaneously search all 13 agencies and bring back in a relevance-ranked search what you're looking for. Simply put, CENDI's vision is to provide its member federal scientific and technical information agencies a cooperative enterprise where shared vision and challenges are addressed simultaneously, and the sum of accomplishments essentially is better than what any one individual agency can accomplish. I was very happy to be elected chair a year ago, and at our last meeting, I was reelected for another year.
Fantastic. Paul, earlier we described DTIC as an information broker, and clearly part of your mission is to provide the general public with access to DOD scientific and technical research. I'm curious, what types of information are provided to, say, the average citizen?
One technical correction there is that our mission is not to provide information to the general public, but by providing that information to our DOD customer and industry base, an easy byproduct is to make that simultaneously available to the general public, and that just seems to us a judicious use of taxpayer funds. After all, this information is publicly available, and it really doesn't cost us anything to make it available to the public. It's really amazing that when you see the needs of the public and you see them coming in and looking at your website and you see the accesses and recognize that there's a big demand for what DOD is doing and there's a big interest in what they're doing, and this is our way of providing access to that. It certainly saves and takes some pressure off a lot of individual DOD laboratories and necessarily themselves trying to provide that information to the public directly. We take that burden off of them. So we don't go out and publicize and put a lot of money in making our information available to the public, but we have taken the easy steps to make it available, and it gets a lot of regular use.
Now, Paul, you've obviously had a very successful career going back to your days up in Picatinny. What advice would you give to a person who is perhaps considering a career in public service, let's say in the federal government?
I think if you're considering a career in public service, if you were like me, it's because you had a desire to serve. You had a desire to give something back to the government. That is why I certainly got in to the federal government. And I also got into a piece of the federal government, the Department of Defense, that does important, critical national security work. So, you know, that was my pull into the public sector and in particular into working for the Department of Defense. I'm very proud of the DTIC staff and all they do to provide their public service. I mentioned earlier that many DTIC staff members have been there for quite a long time. I think from my perspective, the key to advancing in any organization is to understand not only what your job, your function in that organization is, but in ever-increasing circles around you. I certainly think that's what helped me advance within DTIC and better understand what DTIC was all about by understanding what happened all throughout DTIC. And the more you understand about DTIC or any organization, I think the more you will enjoy your career and the more opportunity you have to advance. I certainly believe that given my background and my profession, DTIC is the pinnacle of an organization within a very important department of the federal government, and I am very happy and very proud to be associated with DTIC and doing the work that I'm doing every day and having the cadre of people that work for DTIC be as responsive as they are.
fantastic career and fantastic organization. Paul, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time together this morning. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, John and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across your federal career.
Thank you very much, Albert. I appreciated the opportunity to be here. Thank you, John, for sitting in and inviting me here to talk a little bit about what I consider a very important piece of the Department of Defense. If anybody is interested in finding any more about DTIC, our website is www.dtic.mil. From there, you can get a lot of additional information about the things I've been talking about for the past hour, whether it's you're looking for a specific piece of technical information, whether you want to see DOD's DTIC's new strategic plan, or the things we are doing for the future. That's the place to go and start.
Fantastic. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Paul Ryan, Administrator of the Defense Technical Information Center. My co-host has been John Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Application Innovation Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.